There is a halacha that says that on Shabbat in Mincha time we mention the pasuk Ve'ani tefillati lecha Adonai et ratzon Elohim b'rob hasdecha aneni b'emet yishrecha. The tour in Siman Tafresh Chavbet explains the reason why we say this pasuk is based on what David HaMelech said. He compared the Jewish people to the Goyim and he said, look what the Goyim do on their festive day. They eat and they drink and they become drunk and they begin singing immoral songs and they do all sorts of averot. And look what they do to Jewish people. They go home on Shabbat morning, they eat and they drink and they enjoy. And what does that bring them to? To come back to synagogue. They need to fill that tea. And we praise God. So therefore, according to this logic, that's the reason why we say, Vani Tefillati, that we're sure that even though we ate and drank, we're still coming back and serving you, Hashem. So when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbat, so there should be no reason to say, Vani Tefillati, because we're not eating. And therefore this whole logic doesn't apply. However, the Mekubalim, they bring down a different reason from the Zohar HaKadosh, and they say that Shabbat Mincha is called Et Ratzon. That's a time of appeasement. That's a time where God listens to Tefillot. So if Shabbat Mincha is a time of Et Ratzon, so certainly Shabbat Kippur Mincha is a time of Et Ratzon. So according to that reason, we should say Bani Tefillati on Shabbat Yom Kippurim. Halakha l'maaseh, the Maritzemah writes in the Sefer Nagidum Saveh that according to the Kabbalah, it is incorrect to say the verse Vani Tefillati on Yom Kippur, even when it falls out on Shabbat. That's the way the Kabbalah Sofer says as well as Siman Tafresh Chabet, Siv Katambet. He said that was the custom of Bet El, who always followed the instructions of Rabbeinu Ari. And that's why Achav Avadiyah's Posek also in the Yalkut on Yamim Nuraim on page 402. En Omrim Pasuk Vani Tefillati. ואפילו ימחל יום הכיפורים בשבת.